Първо мъня студи, студи.
Hi, you're listening to the Super Umania podcast. Mere yani Stuti ke saath. Acha, ab to aapko pata lag gaya mera naam. Now a little bit about mera kaam. So is podcast ke zariye har hafte aapse milne aati hoon. This is a platform where we celebrate women and their achievements. To ye jo sari inspiring female celebrities hain jinko door se dekhkar aap niharte ho and you wonder how they can manage to do so much. Unke thoda kareeb aapko leke jaati is podcast ke zariye ek bahut hi special conversation aap tak pahunchne wali hai. So stay tuned. Hi guys, welcome to the Super Womania Show. Women at Work, हमारा ये नया segment, जहां we feature women leaders जो अपने chosen field में ना कमाल करती हैं. और जब हम Indian fashion की बात करते हैं, celebrity styling की बात करते हैं, किसी भी film में actress ने क्या पहना है ये सोचते हैं, तो एक नाम immediately याद आता है, and that is Neeta Lulla, who's here with me. Welcome to the Super Womania Show.
Dhanyavaad and namaskar to all the listeners.
You know, I want to tell you this. Bade time se itni excitement thi because humne Aishwarya Rai ko itne time admire kiya hai on screen. Aur phir jab hum padhte the ki are her dress has been designed by Neeta Lulla, I always wanted to interview. So this is the, you know, 15-16-year-old in me who's dancing right now that I'm getting to speak to the Neeta Lulla.
Thank you so much.
And the other thing I wanted to ask, which is again, you know, just forgive me because this is the teenage Stuti who wants to know, what is with you and this hairstyle? Because it looks good only on you, I think. I mean, I can't imagine you without this. It's just perfect when you don this. But is there a story behind this?
I have adorned this hairstyle ever since our pictures of me 5-year-old with this hairstyle, and I think it lives with me. I had an identity crisis in the middle, in the interim, when I tried to take this off and put my hair all back. So people went, even at a fashion week, they said, "Ma'am, zara hati hati." So I said, no, this is not working for me. I'm going to go back to my fringe.
Absolutely, it works for you. This is so cool.
Thank you.
So, chalo, ye ek puchna tha. I've gotten this out of the way.
So, I have a question for you, Stuti. Yeah. You said the 16-year-old is dancing in you.
Yeah.
To what song? From which film of Aishwarya?
Dolare right now.
Let's do it.
So cool. Yeah, oh my god, there's so many questions. Hum ek ke baad ek chalenge. Aur aapka bhi bahut hi interesting beginning tha, and then you came into this and you've made a mark for yourself. Ab jo main aapko bolu, with the benefit of hindsight, to look back, what has been your biggest learning?
I think my biggest learning has been resilience. You know, because As a child, I never wanted to study, and it was always about, oh no, again books, you know. Yeah. And mom was always trying to make me study, and I was always trying to do something and invariably getting into trouble. Mm. And I think the resilience started from there, because despite the fact that she would want me to go to the library and study, I would tell her I'm in the library, but I was playing throwball, I was playing table tennis and dramatics and directing shows and what have you. Yeah. And because I wanted to do it, you know, and there was a passion for this. And end of school, when they announced me as a winner for so many things, my mom said, "When did you do it?" And I was like, "When I told you I was sitting in the library." So I guess in my own little negative way, the resilience started from there.
Yeah. Not bad. So, हमारे Indian setup में बच्चा अगर बोले पढ़ने में मन नहीं लग रहा, तो parents have a different sort of stress. So, did you always know this is what you want to do? What did you want to do in life?
I didn't want to do anything, Stuti. I wanted to sit at home, watch movies, go for parties, and just enjoy like every child wants to.
Yeah.
And honestly, I know this is a big thing today, which parents get stressed if the child is not studying. But I think we need to give the child a little, like we say for ourselves, me time. Bachon ko bahar jaane do, khelne do. And you know, studies is important, but coming first is not. Knowing everything is important. Sitting in the library, reading books, talking to parents, most important. Playing with friends, interacting, going out, climbing a tree, and enjoying the playground, I think is very, very important in today's times. And somewhere, short of sounding like a dinosaur in my time, that was a norm. That was what all kids did. But today it's a luxury, because today children don't get to go out that much, constraint of space. And I think that's a very important aspect for children.
अच्छा तो ये हम बात कर रहे हैं वुमेन एट वर्क में और फैशन एक ऐसी इंडस्ट्री वी हैव सीन अ लॉट ऑफ वुमेन डिजाइनर्स एंड दे हैव डन रियली वेल फॉर योरसेल्फ बट आपको लगता है विद योर गिविंग योर एक्सपीरियंस एंड एवरीथिंग दैट यू हैव सीन दैट जेंडर कहीं पे होल्ड बैक करता है
नहीं
इज इट टफर इज इट इजियर व्हाट इज इट लाइक
मेरे ख्याल से जेंडर कभी नहीं होल्ड बैक करता क्योंकि फाइनली जो बात करता है आपकी सहनशीलता आपकी टैलेंट आपकी काबिलियत इन सब चीज़ों को लेके अगर आप उस मुकाम पे उतरते हो तो आई डोंट थिंक इट इज़ समथिंग दैट होल्ड्स एनीथिंग बैक और जैसे बोलते हैं ना कि पिक्चर की तीन चीज़ें इम्पॉर्टेंट रहती है स्क्रिप्ट स्क्रिप्ट एंड स्क्रिप्ट तो यहाँ पर भी एक वर्किंग वुमन या एक डिजाइनर की जो तीन चीजें बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट रहती है प्रोडक्ट 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 एंड क्रिएटिविटी सो आई थिंक वंस यू हैव दैट पीपल डोंट काइंड ऑफ गेट इनटू इट एज कि ओह दिस इज अ वुमन एंड आई वी डोंट नो वेदर शी विल बी एबल टू हैंडल दिस दैट नेवर कम्स
फैशन कोरियोग्राफर से शुरुआत करी आपने वो कैसे हुआ हाउ डिड दैट हैपन
सो हमारे टाइम पे ना फैशन डिज़ाइनर्स बहुत कम थे लेकिन कोरियोग्राफर्स ज़्यादा थे बिकॉज बहुत सारे लोग अपनी प्रोडक्ट्स दिखाने चाहते थे ब्रांड्स यू नो लाइक बर्लिंगटन दैट अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल वांटेड टू शोकेस देयर ब्रांड्स एंड मैंने असिस्टेंट कोरियोग्राफी की विथ हेमंत त्रिवेदी एंड देन जीनी नरोजी एंड उनके साथ में काम करने का मौका मिला और बहुत ही अहम लोग हैं इन द फील्ड ऑफ कोरियोग्राफी जब इनके साथ मैं काम कर रही थी तो इट वॉज ऑल अबाउट मेन स्ट्रीम फैशन एंड डिजाइनिंग एंड स्टाइलिंग द लुक फॉर द स्टेज एंड इट वॉज लाइक अ मूवी यू नो इट वॉज नेवर लाइक अ रेगुलर शो जहाँ पे मॉडल्स आते हैं वॉक करते हैं इट वॉज अबाउट क्रिएटिंग अ लुक क्रिएटिंग अ डिजाइन ऑन स्टेज क्रिएटिंग क्लोथ्स फ्रॉम द क्लोथ्स दैट यू हैव क्रिएटिंग ज्वेलरी फॉर इट तो जीनी हम लोग को ना इतने सारे पीसेस दे देती थी कुछ भी ये रखे है चलो ज्वेलरी बना दो एंड वी यूज्ड टू सिट एंड मेक ज्वेलरी फॉर इट एंड ये टी-शर्ट्स हैं टी-शर्ट्स ये खास नहीं लगेंगे तुमको काटना है क्या करना है जो भी करना है कर लो उसको स्टाइल कर लो अच्छी
दैट वाज द बिगिनिंग ऑफ
मी आइडेंटिफाइंग विद स्टाइल स्टेटमेंट्स एंड स्टाइल फॉर मी यू नो हैंड्स ऑन अप्रोच टू वर्क एंड देन नीता चेक ऑन द लाइटिंग इज द लाइटिंग ओके फॉर दिस फॉर द शो So that gave me, you know, lighting identification, colors. What colors look good on stage? So इस चीज को करते करते मेरे ख्याल से मुझे ना एक holistic design and style sensibility मिल गई, which helped me a lot and even helps me today in my films. Because I understand कि दिन में क्या colors चाहिए रात में क्या चाहिए किसी का backdrop कुछ color हो तो उसके साथ क्या चाहिए what the mood of the scene requires so yeah that this is how it helped me and then I got an opportunity to work on Tamacha a film that my brother-in-law was making and when I told Jeannie I have to help him out she was like क्या तुम films करोगे what is wrong with you
Oh, it was looked down upon.
It was
the
absolutely there was you know that like they say there was a great divide. So
and
fashion industry
now
great
we have
divide.
Only yeah. celebrities as showstoppers.
I can actually tell you the year from when this great divide combined yes. together. It was 1998 or something. So till then it was poor thing. She is mainstream chhodke. She is doing films. Kya kare?
Poor thing. Oh yeah. my god.
So even I मैंने मौके का फायदा उठाया said yeah family needs me I'm going to do it but I was very excited though my first outfit was a complete disaster that was another story altogether but yeah it kind of
listen we love disaster stories because you've built an empire after that so What was that? What was that first costume that you made for the film that didn't work?
So you must have heard Juma Chuma Dede. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Kimmy was the biggest thing that was ever there to rule the industry, and I was designing for Kimmy Katkar. It was a white outfit with lots of silver work and stuff, and she was playing, there was a song that was to be shot. Mm-hmm. And I took the measurements, I did everything, and mind you, I know my techniques mm-hmm. of mainstream mm-hmm. fashion. So got the dress made according to her look and everything, and dress leke main fittings pe gayi. Un dino fittings nahi hoti thi. Ek din pehle, do din pehle kapde jaate the seedhe. Went over there, and the dress was taken by Kimmy's mom, and auntie closed the curtains. Kimmy went in. She wore the dress, and there was a lot of murmuring happening inside, and then the murmuring became a little more angry murmuring, and I was wondering, I said, kya hoga? I don't know what I...
Oh
what
my God, this is the first time ever, so you're nervous.
Yeah, so, yeah, and I'm all of 19 sitting there yeah. and wondering what the yeah. hell is happening inside, you know, and then she opens the door and she says, come here. And I see a completely disastrous outfit on Kimmy Katkar. I've never seen someone look so horrendous, in all honesty. The fit was all wrong. She said, is this what you made? Just because you are the relative of the producer doesn't mean to say you go. She let me have it. I said, bachchu tu to tera to career khatam shuru hone se pehle, and I was crying. I said, ab main kya karun? So the shoot got cancelled. There were 100 dancers that day for shoot. And so my brother-in-law asked me, kya karegi? Will you make the dress or you will kind of just, you know, should I call someone
yeah,
else?
Good.
So he first said, calm down, you know. Hmm. Kuch lo. And a master ji came to me, he was making dresses for the dancers. Hmm. He said, beta, kya hua? I said, dress puri kharab ho gayi. So he said, chalo, aaja mere saath, I'll show you what is to be done. So this is at 1:30 in the afternoon, and around 3:34, I went to his little, you know, almost 8x8 feet ka workshop, and I said, he said, baitho, main batata hun. He said, tumhari jo regular kapdon ki technique hai na, sahi hai. But जो फिल्म की जो टेक्निक्स होती है ना वो अलग होती है एंड ओवर नाइट ही ओपनड आउट द होल ड्रेस ही रीडिड इट एंड ही टॉट मी एवरीथिंग कि इसमें ऐसे होता है ऐसे होता है ऐसे होता है एंड आई वाज सो हैप्पी टू लर्न फ्रॉम हिम यू नो एंड नेक्स्ट मॉर्निंग एट अबाउट 8 o'clock और सो वी वर ऑन सेट इन लोखंडवाला वी वर शूटिंग इन लोखंडवाला द मच्छी कैंप अगेन द सेम प्रोसीजर द ड्रेस वेंट इन शी वॉज रियली अपसेट बट द ड्रेस वेंट इन एंड दे हैड a second option, mind you, they had kept something ready. And then there was again murmuring, and then there was this laughter, and I was like, okay, I didn't know what to expect. And then she came back and she said, you got this made? I said, yes, I got this made. So she said, beta, you have done something which we never thought you would happen. So we got the other dress, but jis tarike se aapne ye kaam kiya, you will go a long way. And she kissed my forehead, so yeah.
How lovely, what a lovely story. And did you meet Masterji after that?
Oh yes, I worked with him for a long time. Abhay Master was one of my favorite masters.
So this is lovely. So ek to hume seekh milti hai ki, you know, things do not always have a dream start, mushkil aayegi, but you didn't quit.
No, I didn't.
And you sat through the tears and the humiliation and people getting angry and you made your first dress.
I think that's a resilience,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
was there, yeah.
Lovely. So, you know, and we love a little bit of goss and we love some dope. Now, don't name names, but tell us that actresses given you have to make clothes for them. Like, what is it like, really?
Okay, so I'm going to give it
the biggest... Do you mutter something under your breath and you're like...
So I'm going to give you the biggest goss.
Yeah.
That you must have ever heard. Okay? Nakhre tab hote hain jab they... You don't understand what they are trying to tell you, what they want, otherwise they need. And with due respect to a lot of people, they will say, ki, acha, matlab only she knows what we're talking about. No, I don't mean that. I've never had this because of the fact that aap kaam karo itni strength se ki aapko koi kuch nahin bol sakta. You know, your techniques have to be strong, your thought process, your belief system in what you're giving and why you're giving has to be very strong, and your homework for that has to be very, very strong. So, of course, the techniques were always there with my background of shows and this and that and everything. But also the fact that I understood the script, I understood the character narrative, and, you know, I made my clothes according to that. But or jabhi kisi artist ko koi question mark hota tha, it was, I had an answer ready for it, you know, but a technical answer, not an argumentative answer, but ki ye isliye hai ki ye, because this is your structure and this is required for you in this format. So I've never faced this situation. I worked with almost 90-95 actors. Today I'm 400 films down in my career of work. But luckily, I've never faced this. I've lost a couple of movies because of the fact that I have not broken away from the norm of character narrative. For example, if a white sari was required for a very dramatic, tragic scene, I would never give a white sari with a lace blouse and a lace border. Which was complete glam, and for that I lost a film, but so be it.
Wow, of course, yeah, that doesn't make sense. Very cool. So, आपने मुझे वो exact साल भी बताया, 1998, when you said कि ये divide जो है ये कम हुआ, and now at any fashion event, fashion shows, we see Bollywood stars walking, you know, the ramp, and in fact, we don't see as many models. What do you make of this?
The rest is history.
देखिए कम मैं ऐसे ज्यादा ये बोल देती हूँ तो मतलब समझदार के लिए इशारा काफी है
काफी है
बट कुछ चेंज हुआ बिकॉज आपने इतने दौर देखे जिसे बोलते हैं जैसे नाउ विद इन्फ्लुएंसर्स यू नो आई मीन यू ओपन इंस्टाग्राम लाइक पिछले कुछ दिनों से हम सब जामनगर में ही थे हम इंस्टाग्राम खोलते थे और वहां पहुंच जाते थे या यू नो वेडिंग्स एवरीबडी इज सो इन्वेस्टेड इन व्हाट दे गोना वेयर एंड दैट लुक वी डोंट इवन गिव दैट मच थॉट टू द गाय वी आर गेटिंग आई थिंक द ब्राइडल लहंगा इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट
वो कहते हैं ना कि सब चीज रेडी है सिर्फ दूल्हा बाकी है
आई नो दैट्स द केस सब एंट्री सॉन्ग भी रेडी है लड़का चाहिए तो वो ये जो सारा ट्रांजिशन है हाउ डू यू मेक सेंस ऑफ दैट
On a fun note or on a serious note?
Both I want.
Okay. I expected that to come from you. On a fun note, I think we're all, vanity doesn't come less and comes very easy and has a great importance in our life. So we want everything ready except the boy. And then we say, okay, ye sab taiyar ho gaya to ladka figure ho jayega. You know, it doesn't matter. But yeah it's all about vanity and... On a serious note, India is a very fashion conscious country because it's a very young country. You know, because people over here now respond to inspirations and aspirations are very, very high. Even from whether you take from all aspects on all sectors of our society. A working woman will look at international shows and CEOs, the way they are dressed internationally. A housewife will look at all the television and wants to wear those kind of, and emulate those characters. Therefore, given that aspect, I think fashion has become a very serious business. And logon ko chahiye ki jo hame aspect of fashion chahiye hota wo milni chahiye. And because of which even designers have to adhere to it in the right way. Influencers, people watch Instagram. Instagram has become such a great medium and people are watching all the influencers and everybody is watching. Now, I'm sure after all the weddings that all the newness of dance and drama will come into, it'll seep into different weddings. But that's the aspiration element that is there. You know, so I think...
तो दूसरा हमें ये बताओ कि जब आप सेलिब्रिटीज को स्टाइल करते हो या इवन यू नो इन्फ्लुएंसर्स तो वो कपड़े उनके होते हैं और दोस आर रेंटेड एंड दे गिव इट बैक
नोबडी रेंट्स क्लोथ्स एंड दैट्स ऑल आई कैन से
आई डोंट थिंक यू आर टेलिंग अस द होल स्टोरी
नो अ लॉट ऑफ सेलिब्रिटीज buy their clothes
okay.
but you know when you
and do some only keep and never buy
no. Not exactly. Unless you want them to have it as a gift, as a memento of appreciation. That's a different aspect altogether. But however, when it's a business of fashion, right? And it's a business where awareness needs to be created. So when sometimes you want the celebrity to wear your outfits, and sometimes the celebrity wants to wear your outfits. So it's a give and take. I mean, you can't just say that, okay, the celebrity is taken the clothes and she's kept it with her. Bhai, aapne diye. To aapne kyun diye phir? You know, so it's both ways.
Right.
Anything in life, even love is a give and take. Conversation is a give and take. And so is fashion. So I'd see it that way.
Acha, tell us about your such a successful collaboration that you've had with Aishwarya. You know, we all know how much she loves you and everything that you create. Whatever you make looks so good on her. How were those sittings, that association?
So, I think as a creative person, it's very important that you fall in love with the process. You know, and for me, the process of making those clothes for, whether it was Aishwarya or Sridevi or Juhi, I worked with them for 16 years, 17 years together. The process inspired me. The process of making those clothes, the films for which I was making the clothes, the challenges of the character inspired me a great deal. And I think for me, I was in love with my craft, and I still am, big time. I mean, people ask me, what's your high? It's my craft. What's my passion and meditation? It's my craft. So I think that is what drove me to come up with something new, something different every time. And when you have a great character, you have a great muse, I think sky's the limit. And that's how it happened. And when you can give that to someone, you know, that's the love you give someone, you automatically receive that love from them. So that's how it is.
Who's the one celebrity that you've had most fun styling, getting dressed?
I think most of them. Most of them, because, and I'm not giving you a politically correct answer, because, you know, it's about them, yes, but it's about my work. I enjoy that to a height that even now when I'm talking, I'm getting goosebumps. So every celebrity came with their own challenges, their own structure, their own style statement, and to be able to crack that, it gives you a massive eye. You know, it's something that you've just cracked it and they say, oh, fabulous. I've never looked like this. And that is a moment every designer is hungry for.
How lovely. And any one personality, celebrity, jinko abhi tak aapko mauka nahi mila kaam karne ka, but you'd love to design something for them.
Most of them. Agar Hollywood ki baat ki jaye, there's one person I really love, and that's Meryl Streep.
Oh my God. And what would you make for her? You have, like, do you know? Will it be Indian?
Whatever she wants to. As long as I can dress, so that's about
it. Super. Aisha, what are the bridal trends? What are the colors that are in trend? What should we get made if you're getting married this year? What will your three top suggestions be?
Okay, so obviously, like we discussed two questions back, everything's about influencers and social media and celebrities. Please go with what you are happy wearing, because the saal baad you want to take out the dress and say, I can still wear it and it still looks good on me. Don't say ki haan maine is celebrity ko dekha tha, so I want that outfit, and then put it in your cupboard and say, ab main kya karungi, main to pehni nahi sakti isko. Do not do that. That's your number one thing to keep in mind. As far as trends are concerned, as a couturier in bridal wear as well, I would say that go with colors that really look good on you. You know, in your romantic moment, your fiancé said, "Arey, this color looks fab on you." That's your color. You know, it's not the red, greens, and yellows, but it's that color, whether it's a pastel or a bright. Go with that. Go with embroideries that you like. Just because it's a trend to wear sequin doesn't mean to say you have to go for sequin. If you are the old world you know, a person who loves her zardozis or whatever, please go with it. Look after your lehengas, because a few years down the line, this is going to be absolutely extinct, and look after your hand embroidered lehengas. So go with colors that you like. Select your jewelry first. ये कहते हैं कि आपने furniture खरीद लिया, अब घर ढूंढ रहे हो. Like you said, ना कपड़े सब आ गया ready, अब लड़का बाकी है. But you can't do that. You need to select your jewelry, because that is what lives with you forever. You know, they are, that is what's hand-me-downs, and that is what you need to enjoy wearing, and it's a massive investment. That's your घर. उसके बाद furniture आता है. So get your jewelry and design your outfit according to that, around that. And that's what I believe in, you know. And I don't believe in saying ki aap dress le lo and isme go and buy this jewelry and buy that jewelry, and the mother and father are looking and saying, oh damn, yet another expenditure. So that's not what it is all about. And outfit has to be comfortable. It has to suit your structure. Even if it's a basic lehenga, I wouldn't say you go for a trumpet skirt just because it's in fashion. So the silhouette has to be very comfortable. It's your color, your accessories, surface ornamentation, and your silhouettes need to adhere to your style statement for it to live with you for posterity, and for it to look good on you on your wedding day. Because when you're comfortable wearing an outfit, it exudes the comfort and it makes you feel confident, makes you feel good.
And if you don't want to wear a lehenga, a sari is also fine. A
sari is okay, churidar kurta is okay. I've seen brides wearing shorts and corsets, but whatever. Cuts your coat.
Super. Another thing that people keep talking about now is ki yaar, where is the color? Because everybody is going for ivory and off-whites and whites. What's your take on that?
Mere khayal se zaruri nahi hai ki aap ivory, off-white or whites jao, because Instagram is showing it. Instagram ban kar lo. Go with.
Bada mushkil hai.
Nahi, wo to hai, but thodi der ke liye dil kar do ki ab nahi, ab hame bridal outfit select karna hai, then select a color that looks good on you. Listen to your parents, to your sister, to your friends, to your fiance for the color that they think looks fabulous on you, and go with it.
You know, you've it's so interesting talking to you, because you say bolte hain aapne puri ek journey dekhi of fashion or films. There was a time of supermodels, even hamare India mein too, you know. Now when that concept is gone, I don't know the names of models who walk the ramp today, or who are very good at it, because you see film stars all the time. Aur agar hum fashion ki baat kare, diversity ki baat na kare, to baat incomplete reh jati hai. Because a lot of what we see, what young girls see in magazine covers, on TV, they just want to strive for that ki ye skin ya ye body type ya aise baal ya aisa chehra. And now of course we have a lot of designers saying that, you know, plus size fashion is in, we want to make clothes for real women. Do you think it's more cosmetic ya genuinely ek shift aaya hai? Because a lot of people say that still the women we see walking on the ramp are not as plus size as plus size really means.
So yes, a lot of designers have included the plus size on ramp, and you see a lot of beautiful women walking the ramp. हमारी सभ्यता में हमेशा से plus size बहुत ही एक pedestal पे था. We had so many actors who were plus size. In fact, in the 50s and 60s, all the actors were plus size. And even post that, of course, in the 80s when I was choreographing shows with Jeannie, we had supermodels, like you called, you know, you said supermodels, to the extent that you must have not seen today the likes of Sangeeta Bijlani, Sonu Walia, Shamini Verma, Shamini Verma, Anna Bredmeyer. Shamini Verma, when she walked the stage, you felt there was a lion prowling on the stage. It was so fantastic. Sangeeta Bijlani, given a basic sheath outfit, a black dress, just a simple black dress, would create fire on stage, you know. And that's something we don't see today. Okay, but that time we didn't have plus sizes, because obviously it was all about aping what we got, little information from outside the country, and that was information that we got through various mediums after 6 months.
Correct.
but everybody wore thin. Then 90s saw a whole influx of size zero, and everybody was, oh my god, I have to be size zero, I can't eat, till people started falling sick. And then a lot of women who couldn't become size zero said, you know what, deal with it, I am going to look beautiful and stay beautiful the way I am. And that's when all these captions and quotes came up about, take me as I am, I'm beautiful the way I am. And I think that is what is important, and that has transcended into today's lifestyle. And today, size zero or plus size, you don't call them plus size anymore, and you shouldn't, is a diverse statement that is created not only on stage but in our lifestyles. You know, you are seeing such beautiful pictures of women who are getting married. I mean, I have dressed so many brides who look fabulous in their garments, you know, despite any kind of structure that needs to be enhanced or needs to be concealed. It doesn't matter, but as long as you feel comfortable and as long as you can look beautiful, that's what's important. And that's the diversity and beauty of fashion today, and it's all in your head, you know. You need to bring it and exude that, and you don't need to feel that, damn, if I'm getting married I need to be a size zero. I don't think so.
Do you want to bust 3 myths about what we think of the fashion industry or models?
Number one, you'll have to give me a little time on this one. I think I can do this. Myth number one is that models are just genetically size zero.
No, you think?
Trust me, they eat only apples.
Oh my.
Everything looks good only on tall figures. That's not. What is in fashion is what you should wear, otherwise you're out of fashion. No, you should use fashion to create your own style statement, and that's important.
How cool. I love this answer. You know, we're almost at the end of this, and I want you to tell me and all the young girls, women listening to our conversation, as a woman, you made an identity for yourself. You know, you're independent, financially independent, people know you, okay? Naam hi kaafi hai, jaise bolte hain aapke case mein bhi, wo fit baithta hai. So, for somebody who's listening to this and saying, wow, that's a lovely life, I want to be that, you know, I want my own money and I want my own name, aap unhe kya advice do?
So my life didn't come to me without my share of hustles and struggles. There was a lot of challenges, there was a lot of work. I still put in 18 hours a day, but when you do what
you still do?
Yes, absolutely, and I love it. I love it. Agar mujhe utna kaam nahi rehta to I feel, oh god, nobody loves me anymore. But yeah, it's just that you need to understand for yourself what is your calling. You need to, and a lot of people call it passion, I call it calling. You need to follow that and just follow it to the T. You know, it cannot, that has to be your meditation, that has to be your prayer, that has to be your passion, that has to be your everyday life, and that is what you wake up with and sleep with, and that is your first love. Only then and only then can you kind of get this life. And if you're ready to do that, then sky's the limit. You might become even bigger than me, and I God bless you for that.
आज आप जिस मुकाम पे हैं, what are some of the sacrifices that you've had to make?
Sacrifices, not really, because I got married very young, and I had children very young, and my workshop, when I started off my work, was in my house. So I was around, you know, and when there was like a 15-day break during shoots, which was a possibility, it was not.
Did you ever regret this? Because now girls don't want to get married early because, you know, avenues shut down. Aapko kabhi laga ki I would have wanted it a different way?
Not at all. In fact, I'm grateful for the fact that we never had this about, you know, creating a vision board for what you want to do, and I don't want to get married because I have a career. Mm. No, I think as women, and I say this not because it's Women's Day, but because every day is our day, and as women, we have the knack to hustle a lot of things. It's only a matter of organizing yourself early in the morning and saying, okay, today this is my priority, and in that priority list, my children are my priority. I'm going to give this much time. Trust me, the children only need that much time of your undivided attention. Mm. After that, they're happy doing their own thing, you're happy doing your own thing. So if you can break that in your day-to-day routine, and if you can hustle your work, and today everything is so convenient, you know, there are so many advantages that you have that you can avail of if you want to. And then there are families which are joint families. Mm. I mean, if you are part of that, nuclear families have other kind of advantages and disadvantages. But if you can work around that, which is, I think, the jugaad is what we do best, you know. Even in the morning when you're getting ready and someone's telling you you're late, I'm at the door, and you're actually at the door trying to wear your shoes. So if you can do that, it's sky's the limit for you, and you can break into whatever you want to do as your aspiration.
अच्छा मुझे एक बात बताओ, आप खुद स्टाइलिश हो, है ना, एंड इन अ वे लोग बोलेंगे आप स्टाइल्स क्रिएट करते हो. तो हमारे घर में जो हमारे बड़े हैं, हमारे मॉम्स और दादी, दे डोंट अंडरस्टैंड, दे लाइक आजकल का फैशन, यू वुड हैव नेवर सेड दैट आजकल का फैशन, बिकॉज इट्स यू हूज.
नो, माय किड्स टेल मी, मॉम ग्रो अप.
या ओह,
व्हेन आर यू गोइंग टू स्टार्ट सोबरिंग डाउन? आई एम लाइक, व्हाई डील विद दिस.
सुपर. सो थ्री विशेस फॉर द वर्क दैट यू डू, fashion, ye industry, aap kaha dekhna chahoge? What are the three things you'd want should get fulfilled, your dreams?
Okay, so fashion is booming. Like I said, it is a very serious business, and I think people who aspire to be in the business need to take it more seriously in terms of what it entails. You know, it's not just about glamour. There's a lot to it. There's a lot of business avenues that open. There is a lot of integration of cultural and heritage advents that get into it, and I think that is something that we need to keep abreast of, and we need to keep it progressive mode. You know, and so that's one thing about fashion. Secondly, I think treated as a buffet that's in front of you. Use whatever you want for yourself, and style yourself, because styling yourself, creating an identity for yourself, not only helps empower you even further because of the comfort and the confidence it exudes at for you in your workplace or, you know, wherever you are at, that element makes, it's a feel-good aspect. So just go with the flow of that. Understand what is your style statement and use that to your advantage. And number three for the fashion industry, I would say, which is going out to all the students, is a foundation of fashion is very, very essential to be able to create what you dream of creating, what you aspire to create. I mean, fashion is not about looking at an outfit that somebody else has made, taking it to the tailor and getting it made. It is about creating an entire storyboard around it. It is about creating your own creative identity through it. And the fashion aspect of any creative person talks. It's like a story that you send out, and people, it's like a movie basically, you know. So people, audiences like it, don't like it, but there is an identity that you create for yourself, and create that with being very serious about your education and foundation, and then growing over it.
Super. Neeta Lola, this was such a pleasure. Thank you so much. Loved your answers, your honesty, your humor, aur apne sincerely jo hamare sare sawalon ke jawab.
Thank you so much, and I really enjoyed being on this show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Superwoman, yeah, stuti, stuti.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this latest episode of the Super Womania podcast. Aap hume HT Smartcast par to suni rahe hain and also on all other leading podcast platforms jaise ki Gaana, Spotify, Hubhopper, Apple, all of those. अच्छा ये एपिसोड मजा आया नहीं इसका फीडबैक डायरेक्टली मुझ तक पहुंच सकता है तो फेसबुक ट्विटर इंस्टा पे अगर आप हैं मैं भी हूँ STUTW टाइप करिए मेरा प्रोफाइल मिल जाएगा बाकी बातें हम वहां करेंगे ऑल्सो HT Smartcast को आप इन सभी प्लेटफॉर्म्स पर आप ढूंढ सकते हैं तो वी आर अवेलेबल ऑन फेसबुक ट्विटर इंस्टाग्राम यूट्यूब लिंक्डइन एंड क्लब हाउस एंड टू लिसन टू मोर पॉडकास्ट लॉग ऑन टू www.htsmartcast.com और सुनो नए नजरिए से दैट्स इट फ्रॉम मी दिस इज स्तुति सिंह टेक केयर टिल यू हियर फ्रॉम मी नेक्स्ट